Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Brewpod Between the Lines podcast. This is your host, Cade Nadsit. And the Brewers end up dropping the series opener to the Pittsburgh Pirates. First game, part of this four-game set. And only the Brewers' third road loss of the year so far in this 2024 season. And I figured that I'd come on here today, do an episode. There was a lot of things that took place last night. I have a little bit more availability this week as well. And just think that I'm going to kind of try breaking some of these up so we can talk about some more interesting topics as opposed to just doing what I feel like we're doing in-game analysis the entire episode for the most part. So just going to try and split it up, see where that gets us, see where we're thinking about that and how we're feeling about that, and take that from here. So, yeah, the Brewers, unfortunately, big struggle so far this season for them in terms of keeping the pitching rotation healthy. We see two more pitchers, one that was already on the injured list yesterday. He'll probably be on an extended injured list now after what took place in yesterday's game. That happened to Jacob Junis. We see him get hit in the neck with a fly ball during the Pirates batting practice before the game, and he was taken to the ambulance, taken by ambulance to the hospital. He was responsive and alert, but I think mainly just a precautionary move by the Brewers medical staff and training staff, as we commonly see with any of the injuries to the head or neck area. They don't mess around with those types of injuries at all, and rightfully so, as there's a lot of things that can go wrong in that region. But yeah, we've seen a couple of these just like freak accidents over the last couple years with the Brewers specifically. We saw Rowdy Tellez last year as a Brewer. He was shagging fly balls in the outfield, out of all things, ran into the wall and broke his finger. And then we had, you know, something similar with that playoff run the Brewers were going to be making with Devin Williams punching the wall and fracturing his, I don't remember if it was his fingers or his wrist. I think it was his wrist, but whatever it was, took him out for the entire postseason, really, which, with Hader and him coming out of the back end of the bullpen, that would have been huge. Still were able to have Hader, but that was part of that series where the Brewers played the Braves in the NLDS and were not able to pull out that series. Won that first game and then lost the three following that. So weren't able to end up pulling out that series, but we've just seen some of these things where Brewers players have some interesting incidents that happen that end up landing them on the injured list. And we saw Jacob Junis. He was placed on the injured list around April 2nd, and he was, you know, 15-day injured list, so he was about around that time frame of being able to come back, maybe putting in some work and, you know, get some bullpen sessions in and near a comeback here in the next week or so. But now that's likely going to get pushed back with concussion protocol and hopefully nothing more major, but we'll see what ends up coming of that and that issue. And then another one, we have Wade Miley. He ends up landing on the 15-day injured list yesterday with some elbow swelling. This is something that he's been dealing with kind of through spring training that he's to this point been able to keep under control so far. That hasn't really been too much of an issue, but following his last start against the Padres, it swelled up like normal, but now in the days that have passed that, he hasn't really been able to control that swelling and get it to come down. He came out on the field yesterday to kind of try and throw his typical before day bullpen session, and he was unable to do that. So with that, he landed on the 15-day injured list. We saw Tobias Myers called back up from AAA Nashville, something that I was thinking was going to happen in this series, but not hoping it was going to be with one of our starting pitchers landing on the injured list once again. So that only leaves now two starters in our opening day rotation that are healthy and still pitching in the rotation, because we have DL Hall now on the injured list. We've got Jacob Junis on the injured list, Wade Miley. The only two guys that we have right now being Joe Ross and Freddie Peralta, which we did see a little bit of a scare there in that Friday game with Freddie Peralta, where there was that play at home, and Wilson Contreras of the Cardinals kind of basically tackled him by the legs. I think it was mainly to try and keep him from taking the brutal part of a landing and try to kind of make that easier, but it didn't look good from our standpoint, and hopefully he didn't suffer any injuries that were unknown at that point, so hopefully he's okay to go. He is now scheduled as of last night for Thursday's game, so just rough that the Brewers pitching staff right now is unable to stay away from that injury bug. I think in this next week or so, it's going to loom large, because now we're going to probably have to sprinkle in a bullpen day. You never know what we're going to get out of Tobias Myers. You didn't really know what we were going to get out of Joe Ross. Luckily, he was able to go for a little bit of a lengthy start, which helped for sure for the bullpen. So just some things that we're going to have to keep an eye on. You kind of sit there and scratch your head and wonder how the Brewers are going to win with such a thin rotation right now. But to this point in the season, they've already been relatively thin. Not to this extent, but they've still been able to win with some consistency. So I really do like the Pat Murphy philosophy of, he just keeps saying we're going to take it day by day. We've got, you know, yesterday he said we have Joe Ross on the mound, and we've got these guys in the bullpen that are available. We're going to do with that what we can, and we'll worry about the next day when it comes tomorrow, which being today. So I really do like that philosophy. He's just taking it day by day, you know, realistically trying to win, you know, trying to not look too far ahead, because when you look too far ahead is when you kind of get in that stretch where you might start losing some games because you're not focused in the moment. But we just saw some good things here. At least I like that philosophy for him. Hopefully some of these guys, not being on long-term injuries, we can see them return in the next week, 2 weeks or so, and have our rotation pretty much back to normal. So that's the big hope. And hopefully some of these AAA guys that get some time to start and get to kind of prove themselves, hopefully they're able to do that, put together a few quality starts maybe, and we'll see them either be added into a consistent starting rotation spot, bullpen spot, or whatever it may be, and just hopefully be able to see some good things out of our farming system as well. So with that, I just did want to give a little bit of an overview of the game here. As I mentioned, Brewers lose to the Pirates 4-2 in this one, and really a great start from the pitching side of it. We saw Joe Ross go another 5 1/3 innings. He allows 6 hits, 2 runs, one of those earned on a walk and 4 strikeouts, and he ends up getting credited with the loss for this one, mainly due to some unfortunate defense in the 6th inning. We saw the sure-handed Jake Bowers. Usually he's been really good at first base this year, I think. He's made some great picks, made some great plays, saving some errors from some other of our infielders on throws and whatnot. But he just kind of rushed the throw a little bit to first base, kind of sidearm to throw to first, and just completely missed Hobie Milner. I think Hobie Milner even surprised him a little bit on how fast he got over to first base to cover. But a ball that ends up getting all the way to the bullpen wall, scores a run, and then eventually allowed 2 more runs to score, all 3 of those in that inning being unearned due to that error. So definitely in these close games, something that we've talked about before, that you have to try and limit those issues, especially in those big moments with runners on. And in this specific day, defense has been pretty good the last stretch of games. And, you know, this was one that stung a little bit, gave up that big inning to the Pirates. But not to say that it put us out too much. We saw another good bullpen outing from Thiago Vieira. He goes 2 1/3 innings on a couple walks, 3 strikeouts, and really a much-needed lengthy bullpen outing from Vieira. Only other bullpen guy that we saw, like I mentioned, was Milner. He only ended up going 1/3 inning on a couple hits and got credited with a couple of unearned runs. But Vieira really came in a time where we needed to save some of the bullpen arms. We saw some heavy usage in that Cardinals series on the bullpen. And I think, you know, with only 2 of our starters and not really knowing where we're going to go right now, we're definitely going to see some heavy bullpen usage and maybe even a full bullpen day again here coming up either today, later today, or Thursday, I think. So I just think it was a really good outing for him. He's looked pretty solid, actually, out of the bullpen. He had a little bit of a tough spring, and we saw some good things and some negative things from him last year during the season as well. But just some good things from him that was really helpful to see from that standpoint. And then on the opposition, Brewers offense goes up against the 22-year-old right-handed pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jared Jones, in just his fifth major league start. And he goes 6 innings pitched on 4 hits, 1 earned run, and 7 strikeouts. And my goodness, did this guy, you know, I hadn't really heard too much of him, but does he's got some electric stuff. He's got, you know, high-velocity fastball, pretty much just a 2-pitch pitcher. He's got that high-velocity fastball and then a really good devastating slider that he had working all night. He was working it on the edges, had the hitters guessing between those two pitches. And, you know, I think from what I've seen in today's game, I think if he's going to sustain being a starter, and I think with the stuff that he's got, there's a very likely chance that he's going to be an excellent starter in the Pirates rotation for a long time in this league. But I think he's going to have to develop a third or fourth, you know, secondary pitch, or I guess second or third secondary pitch, whether that be, typically I think we see pitchers in a 2-pitch combo, they kind of seem to go towards that changeup next, maybe even add another form of the fastball in like a cutter or something like that. Because I think with that high velocity fastball, if he's throwing a cutter at 95, 96 miles an hour, kind of like Burns that we saw the last couple seasons from him, I definitely think there's some good things that we can see him develop into. Obviously, you know, facing him from the Brewers standpoint isn't going to be great, but just things that I kind of think about in the game is he's only, you know, displaying 2 different pitches. You feel like in this league, most starting pitchers have about, you know, 4 or 5, 3 at the minimum. And pitchers are always looking to get better too, and I'm sure he's going to do just the same. So I would fully expect him to try and develop a third, fourth pitch, you know, because if he's already this, you know, proven himself this much with just a 2-pitch combination, imagine what he can do if he's locating a changeup and getting some other off-speed pitches. And I do think we saw a little bit with the slider. I do think he throws some different shapes of the slider. I think sometimes it's more of a, you know, a downward bite, some more of a sweeper type action that we saw in some of these pitches. So I do think, you know, you could say that maybe he kind of plays that slider off, you know, a differentiation between a slider and a curveball. But for the most part, just the 2-pitch combination, you think with the lack of video and book that guys and teams have on this pitcher right now, you would think as the season progresses, maybe they'll kind of jump on him a little bit more. But so far in his first 5 starts, recording at least 7 strikeouts in all 5, he's doing a great job, and I think he's going to be vital for that Pittsburgh Pirates rotation, and kudos to him on a great game. On the scoring point of things, we saw Andrew McCutchen. He hits his 301st home run to get the scoring started for the Pirates with a leadoff home run. And then Rhys Hoskins, he hits his 5th home run of the season. Hit one on Saturday against the Cardinals. He hits another solo home run here. Got himself in a good 3-1 count, got fastball middle-middle, and did not miss it. He hit it over the left field wall, which at that point had tied the game in the 5th inning. And then really, the Brewers had some chances in this game. In another game, you know, if you're going to look at it from a positive point, they were in this game till the very end. They had their chances. We had a chance in the 6th inning when it was still tied at that point, 1-1. Bases loaded, 2 outs, Blake Perkins at the plate. He was unable to come up with the big hit. And then unable to come up with the big hit once again in the 8th inning. Rhys Hoskins had an RBI ground out, which you kind of look at that at bat. He was in a 1-0 count, got a slider off the plate, and you wish that he would have, you know, maybe had been a little bit more disciplined on looking for a specific pitch. But nonetheless, I mean, he was able to get the ground out, move the runner, you know, score a run, move the runners to second and third with 2 outs, and at least give Blake Perkins a chance with a base hit to tie this game, especially with Owen Miller out there at second base. You would have thought a base hit would have surely tied this game. He's unable to come up with the big hit after the Brewers surrendered those 3 runs in the 6th inning there due to some poor defense. And we just ended up falling a little bit short overall in this game. So definitely some things that we can try and fix defensively. You're going to have some errors here and there that probably cost you some games as much as you wish you wouldn't. And I think we're a little bit you know, disappointed. We've seen already a little bit of that in a few different games and aspects already this season. So you just hope to kind of clean that up as the season progresses. But hopefully, I think the big thing coming up here in the next few games is going to be how the Brewers are able to pull out some victories with lack of pitching. You know, everybody knew at the beginning of the year that our starting pitching rotation wasn't jumping off the pages like it has been in the past. But so far to this point, 14-7 start, we're looking pretty good. It's just going to be what can our depth and our farm system provide for us to continue to stay close in games, at least give ourselves chances, and hopefully pull out some of these wins in some of these close games as well. So, So a couple things that I just wanted to touch on here regarding this game. I was scratching my head a little bit at the decision for Pat Murphy to pull Joe Ross out of this game when he did. He was only at 79 pitches in the sixth inning. He had just given up that one base hit to right field, but he had been dealing with base runners all game. It's not like this was a new thing with base runners. He was, you know, he wasn't having any issue holding the runners or anything like that. But we see him pulled out at 79 pitches. And, you know, I did kind of think to myself, it's like, okay, well, from Pat Murphy's standpoint, he's only got two actual starting pitchers on this rotation. So maybe he's just pulling him out to try and keep, you know, sustain some healthiness in that rotation as long as he can, which from that standpoint, I would completely understand. I just feel like at 79 pitches and with our already shortened bullpen, I thought there was an option to at least leave Joe Ross in there to maybe finish that inning. But then again, sometimes managers and pitching staffs determine a pitch count heading into the game. Maybe he still hasn't quite worked up to the pitch count in some bullpen work or what, you know, whatever it may be that he's wanted to. So maybe they said, you know, 75 pitches, 80 pitches is going to be the limit. And once he reached that pitch limit, they just pulled him out of there, that's very possible that was something that we saw in this one. But just wanted to point that out. I thought it was a little bit interesting. Thought Pat Murphy maybe could have left him in the sixth inning, at least to let him finish the inning, considering he was doing well wiggling out of some base runners in trouble throughout the first five innings of the game. But nonetheless, another really good start for him, and I think he's proven himself in the Brewers pitching rotation so far this season, and he's doing a really good job coming out of, you know, from not pitching since 2021. He's doing a fantastic job and looks like you wouldn't even know that based on how he's pitching. So one other thing that I did think in this game, and I don't like to talk about this too much, but I do think Jeremy Rehak behind the plate did expand the zone specifically for the Pirates pitching at times in this game. Felt like there were some times where, you know, we would have been in better hitters counts. Not so much on the called strike three, you know, bad calling point, but at some points when it was, you know, 1-0, 2-0, some strikes that he was expanding the plate there, giving some strikes to the Pirates pitching, would have put the Brewers batters in better hitters counts, get him in 2-0, 3-1 hitters counts, and you know, for example, that Rhys Hoskins at bat that we saw, he got himself in a fastball count, and once he got one, he did not miss it. So, you know, I'll be interested to see what the umpire scorecard comes out to be here after the game. I try to not base, you know, I'm not going to say that one way or the other the Brewers would have won this game based on a call, because that's certainly not true in this one, and not to say that the Brewers didn't get some calls in their favor. It just did seem like, for the most part, the Pirates were more benefited from some of these calls that, you know, could have even led to some walks. I know there were a couple on Blake Perkins that were a little bit off the plate inside, and when a guy's throwing 98, 99 miles per hour inside, 2 inches off the plate, there's no way you're going to be able to get your bat to that baseball. So just something that I'm always interested to look at, the umpire scorecard, see what difference that made in this one. But I just wanted to point that out. I did feel like at times the zone was specifically expanded a little bit for Pirates pitching, but not to take away from the fantastic job that they did on the mound today. Besides, really, Aroldis Chapman, who came in, got the first strikeout on Joey Weimer, and then walked three batters in a row through, I think it was 12 out of 13 pitches in a row were for balls. So he was just way over the you know, outside of the zone. He was all over the plate, and that was the run that the Brewers were able to scratch across in the eighth inning. but were unable to amount to any crooked numbers or anything like that that would have, you know, tied this game and made it even a run closer or whatnot. So just wanted to talk about that a little bit, touch on that. As far as we're going into today's game, now we're not going to see Wade Miley, obviously. I don't think it's been announced yet. I'm assuming we'll either see, you know, Bryce Wilson probably come in there and start and dedicate this game to a bullpen day, see him come in for maybe 3 or 4 innings, either that, or we're going to see Tobias Myers make his major league debut, probably try, you know, I would imagine Pat Murphy is going to tell him, you know, do your best out there, do what you can, but if you can, try and eat some innings for us. Get at least 5, you know, hopefully 4 or 5 innings would be ideal, and see where we can go from that, so we don't have to use our bullpen quite as much as we're going to go into a series. We've obviously got 3 more games left in this series, and then we go right into Friday, Saturday, Sunday against the New York Yankees. So our bullpen's going to need some rest days in there. You know, we saw Hobie go today. He's probably okay to go again tomorrow after only throwing, I think it was just a little over 10 pitches. But obviously, Vieira is going to be out for some time. We'll probably see Koenig and McGill. They'll be available here in today's ball game as well. So, and then some of the other guys, obviously, Piamps, Peguero, they didn't pitch yesterday. So basically an off day for them. So it's going to be important for some of these guys that get some spot starts from the AAA system to show themselves, at least eat up some innings for our rotation. Hopefully, like I said, hopefully our offense is able to claw some more runs together. They're able to put some pressure on the Pirates pitching staff and hopefully even make our pitching staff a little bit more comfortable on the mound and pitching with a lead. And hopefully we're able to at least even the series here after the opening series loss against the Pirates. That would kind of be a win-win, I would think, after some rough news earlier today and then a rough game kind of translating on the field as well. So, like I said, then we see Freddy Peralta. He'll go on Wednesday. And then, like I said, Thursday is still listed as to be determined, where I'm assuming we'll either see, like I said, Tobias Myers today or Thursday, or Bryce Wilson today or Thursday. I think it's going to be a flip-flop of what goes down with those matchups. And Thursday, we might see more of a bullpen day. I would think that might fit the script a little bit better. Going up against Mitch Keller for the Pirates, he is typically a pretty good pitcher in that rotation. He's had some pretty good numbers in his career against the Milwaukee Brewers, so going to be important for the Brewers offense to jump out and get some runs on the board early in that one. But yeah, so that's basically what I wanted to talk about. A lot of things that kind of took place prior to the game yesterday and during the game, so I figured I'd hop on here this morning, release an episode so you guys could kind of get a rundown on that, and that way the episode doesn't take on so much time as it has in the last couple ones. And see where we go from there. Try and test out a little bit of this new function of how maybe I'll transition to doing this in the future. So with that being said, BrewPod Between the Lines podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and other mainstream podcast sites. So always feel free to go and listen to this podcast on any of those sites that you wish to in the future. I can always be reached on social media using @brew_pod on Twitter, or by searching BrewPod Between the Lines on Facebook or Instagram. And guys, please, if you feel any, you know, input that you want to put in or any feedback of any kind, it is very much appreciated. Even just commenting, you know, or DMing me on any of these sites on some, you know, thoughtful topics that you'd like me to cover, maybe some questions or stats that you want me to dive into a little bit more and see if I can get some numbers and get a little bit more analysis on that. If there's anything that you guys want to see from that standpoint, please feel free to reach out, and any constructive feedback or anything like that is just very much appreciated from that standpoint. So yeah, with that, hopefully the Brewers are able to collect some wins here in the coming days. It'll be interesting to see how Pat Murphy organizes the pitching rotation with a couple of to-be-determined to listed in the next 2 out of 3 days. But hopefully the Brewers offense is able to wake up the bats here against some of these other opposing pitchers we have facing in the coming days. And with that, we will see you guys next time and talk to you soon. And of course, go Brewers!